So the baseline, the preliminary baseline was issued yesterday. What else has to happen before the Senate Agriculture Committee can actually begin work on a farm bill this year? And while we're talking about farm bills, I was struck by yesterday, I was reading the Top Producer magazine, and one of their columnists, John Phipps, concluded his column by saying, the reason we get farm subsidies is because we can. In other words, that there's no rational argument for farm subsidies other than you got the political power. Anyway, two questions for you.
Well, let's see. Let's deal with political power, and then I'll have you restate the first part of it. It's based upon what happened between October 1st and January the 2nd. I wouldn't want to say that farmers have the political power that we think they have. And I think that we won't have a farm bill if it isn't put in a larger picture than a subsidy to farmers. Because what's a subsidy to farmers? Oh, yeah, there's a REAP program. There is a EQIP program. But farmers aren't getting paid because there's low prices of farm crops now, so you can't talk about that. You can talk about a direct payment, but everybody knows the direct payment's going to go away. So you might look at the crop insurance program, subsidize maybe 55 to 60%. But, you know, if we didn't have the crop insurance program and you had a drought, you're going to have the government be a insurer of last resort like they are for earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, unless you're saying that a drought isn't a catastrophe that needs to be dealt with. And then when you don't have food and you have riots in the cities, then people are going to wake up. Now, we don't have riots in America for food, but you do in places around the world. When rice got to be such a high price 3 years ago. So we got to start talking in terms of a sure supply of food to make sure that we have social peace in our country and not have riots, food riots. And the other one is an army marches on its belly. You got to have food for our military. And all you got to do is look at Germany and Japan. Why do they protect their farmers? Because they found out during World War II that if you don't have food, you can't fight. And so they're very protective of their farmers for national defense. And, you know, why don't you have food in a lot of places in Africa? Now, this may not be a problem today, but over the last 25 years, people were moving from the farms to the cities because the government kept down the price of food, and they wanted to satisfy the city people, but people left the farm. So it's a national interest. But we got to educate people better to the extent to which it's a national interest. And I guess the national interest is protecting the family farm as an institution that's the most efficient in the productivity of food. In other words, if you go to a corporate farmer where somebody in New York owns the land, they hire a manager and the workers work the land, you think the workers are going to have interest in the production of food like you do if you're a family farmer? Or go to the Soviet system of state-run farms, and you left a third of the wheat crop in the field because the workers were told in Moscow, you go out to the farm to harvest at 8 o'clock and you quit at 5 o'clock. But you don't do that in Iowa with a family farmer. So I hope people realize that they got a unique thing here called the family farmer. And you saw it on television on an ad on the Super Bowl, where Paul Harvey talked about God made the farmer. So I hope the people of America will wake up and appreciate the family farmers of America. Did I make myself clear?
I think so. Okay. The other thing I was asking was
what was your first question?
Now, the other part was what events need to occur so the Senate Ag Committee will have a good idea of how much money? You've got a good indication of the baseline.
If we got busy today in the Agriculture Committee, we could vote out the same bill we voted out before. So you ask Senator Stabenow why she's not holding a meeting of the Ag Committee to get a farm bill out.